SOP 135, brought to you by the book Producing Video Podcasts. Find that out in our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And today we're going to be talking about WordPress 2.5, a pretty cool theme I ran across, and other cool resources for members of the School of Podcasting. And we're going to call this episode, It Ain't Easy Being Green.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your slightly nauseous host, Dave Jackson. Going to be a short show today. Want to thank you very much for tuning in. Let me give you the very quick story here. I don't like hospitals. My niece is in labor, you know, and I passed out. To hear the rest of the details, go to betterdave.com. I'll be talking about this on Building a Better Dave. But what that did was it cut down greatly the amount of time that I usually put into this show today. So we're just going to have a couple things and heads towards the door as I try to get my my land legs back, basically, in a nutshell. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Our email is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Our phone number is 888-563-3228. Or for you people across the pond, you can call 234-542-0893. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. So today we're going to be talking about WordPress 2.5. I found a cool theme if you're looking to something that's easy to customize. And we've got some audio feedback. So speaking of that, let's get to the audio feedback. A couple shows ago, we talked about, hey, you know, if you're 50, if you're 60, if you're 70, if you're thinking, this technology stuff, it's for the kids, I'm too old to podcast. And to that, I said, poppycock. Yes, I said, poppycock. And here's somebody who agreed with me.
Hey, Dave, this is Vince Rotola from South Carolina. It's about 75 degrees outside, and I'm grilling some fish, so I thought I'd take time to leave you a little voicemail comments. About 75 out here now. It's really nice. But this is in response to your last podcast I listened to, Too Old to Podcast. Well, I don't think you're ever too old. First, I'd like to say I love your show. I listen to it all the time. I'm a baby boomer myself. I'm 56, and I have a podcast called B-MovieCast. It's at bmoviecast.com. It's about B-movies and vintage TV shows and stuff like that that I watched as a kid and really enjoy watching. And also, I have, like, you know, two blogs and all kind of other stuff, and I build my own websites and everything. So I just wanted to tell all your older listeners, it's never too late to learn anything. So just keep up the good work and keep the shows coming. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Well, thank you very much, Vince. And again, check him out, bmoviecast.com. Of course, I'll have that in our show notes. You can find that at shownotes.com. Also had somebody chime in. Remember when I was talking about, have you had any issues with Audacity, the free software that a lot of people use to podcast? You know what I don't like about Audacity? Changing the volume. That envelope filter thing, I'm just not a big fan of that feature, but that's just me. But Steve Fernino from DJ Ideas, I'm sorry, let's get this right, DJIdeasharing.com, said he was not using Audacity, but used one for the Mac called Ubercaster. And to make a long story short, they had a bug, they knew about it, they didn't let anybody know, and he basically had a show that he lost. And luckily he had GarageBand, because he's on a Mac, standing by, and he was able to somewhat rescue the evening. But he said they have come out with a patch for that problem, but he still does not, because he got burned so bad by Ubercaster, he has not used it, and I think he's still using GarageBand at this point. I forget what he said he's using, but he's got Steve's into all sorts of high-tech, big-time gear over there. He does multiple channels at a time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a podcast for DJs. You can find that at DJIdeasharing.com. Hey, have you been thinking about putting your toe in the podcast pool? Then you need to come to PodCamp Ohio June 28th at Hilliard, Ohio. That's near Columbus, at the ITT Technical Institute. Now, the best thing is, it's a single-day event. None of this multiple-day, multiple-brain-drain stuff. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Not too early, not too late. What are we going to be doing there? We're going to be providing multiple rooms with various topics where attendees can learn and discuss podcasting, new media, blogging, social networking, and other related topics. And you may be thinking, but I don't really have much of a budget to learn how to podcast. The best part, it's free. This is Dave Jackson from theschoolofpodcasting.com, and if you already have a podcast, don't miss this free opportunity to come and brainstorm and network with your fellow podcasters. June 28th, PodCamp Ohio. For more information and to register today, go to PodCampOhio.com. Oh, that's inching up on us. One of the people I'm going to be looking forward to meeting at PodCamp Ohio is Rich Palmer, and thought I would just share this with you. When I find a good podcast, I like to pass it along. And while Rich and I kind of are on a hit-miss thing when it comes to musical taste, we're definitely on the same page with his new podcast. Well, it's not new. It was started in August of last year, I believe. Blogs, Views, and Blues. You can find it at blogsviewsandblues.com. And I had a promo for it, but I thought, you know what, I'm just going to talk about it a bit. He talks about, especially if you're into new media, all the little, you know, MySpace, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. He's does a lot of that, explains a lot of widgets. He turned me on to Spring Widgets. Let me make sure that's the right website here. Spring Widget. Yeah, springwidget.com has some very cool tools. And I learned that from his podcast. He's also, I've said this before, one of the inaugural members of the School of Podcasting. Very, very nice guy. And so if you're bored, go over and check out Blogs, Views, and Blues. And the other thing is, I love blues music, so we definitely hit on all cylinders when it comes to that. So check it out, Blogs, Views, and Blues. .com. Or if you're typing challenged like myself, just go to richpalmer.com. He's got a link to it right on the side. All right, WordPress 2.5 has been out for a bit. In fact, WordPress 2.5.1 is already out as we speak. And so I went to update the tutorials at the School of Podcasting, and they have some interesting new features. There's some things there for more security. There's plugins that now update themselves. There's all sorts of fun things. And they have a lot of things around media in terms of pictures, audio, video, YouTube videos, things like that. Putting those into your posts. And so I went over to play with the image tool because I use a plugin called Image Manager and have been using it for some time. And I like it. It has its own little quirks at times, but I use it, and it allows me to upload images very easily, insert them, position them left or right, have word text wrapping around it. I'll have a link to that out in the show notes. And so it looked like, hey, WordPress has this built in now. And so I was using Internet Explorer, he said, clicking on the About button, 7. And it doesn't work with Internet Explorer 7 after doing some research. I am slowly using Mozilla Firefox more and more and more. I'm not sure why. I guess it's, you know, you always stick with what you learn first, and I learned Internet Explorer first, and being a human, I don't like change. But if you go over and use Mozilla Firefox, it is working fine with that, where before you could upload the picture, it would give you this stupid error message about, you know, blah, 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 don't like the way you uploaded it. I used Mozilla Firefox, worked like a champ, and it allowed me to put it in. Now, I still don't like it as much as my plugin, the Image Manager plugin, but I have seen that. One of the biggest differences is they used to have a presentation tab, which had to do with things like themes and other things of that nature. That is now called the Design tab. So a lot of this used to be called this, now it's called that. Behind the scenes, from what I understand, 2.5 is a lot faster if you get a lot of traffic, things of that nature. But I wouldn't say it's, not that it's ever bug-free, but it's not. And again, here's a case where I learned, you know, WordPress on a previous version, the new version completely different. So again, being a human, I don't like change. I especially don't like change when it doesn't work in some cases. So maybe that's just my Internet Explorer 7, but I'm used to using that. And, you know, if you're forcing people to switch browsers, that's not a good thing. So I will have to wait to upgrade to 2.51, which I believe just came out, to see if that is taken care of in that release. There is a patch if you do a search for it, but to me, I use there's most web hosting has a feature called Fantastico, which makes installing WordPress about a four-click function. And if you get your hosting over at coolerwebsites.com, that has Fantastico. You can see that. And it's also dirt cheap to host your blog, starting at $2 a month. And so I just wait till... But when a new version comes out, Fantastico typically doesn't update to the latest, greatest version until they kind of make sure it's stable. So they have 2.5, but you can't go to 2.51 because, again, I think that just came out today or yesterday. So far, from what I've seen... You know, if it's faster, if it's better on the back end, I'm all for that. But some of the new features, at least in Internet Explorer 7, are not working. So if you're an Internet Explorer user, I would say just wait a little bit to upgrade to the latest version of WordPress. All right, one last little tool. And again, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. I heard this on Blogs, Views, and Blues from Rich Palmer. I think, or maybe he just told me this in a Twitter thing. I don't know. Or it might have been a School of Podcasting Roundtable. Anyway, Rich is a fountain of knowledge. It says it on his business card, I'm pretty sure. Check this out. THWIRL.org. It's a Twitter client. Now, what's cool about this is instead of logging into Twitter, you just launch it right on your desktop. And when people tweet, you get this annoying little ding. So if you have a lot of friends that tweet a lot, it's ding, 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 ding. Windows XP and Mac OS. You can cross post to Pounce and Jaiku. You can also, there's like Friend Feed. I think it ties into that. But I'm late to the game, to the Twitter game. But I am starting to play with it a little more. And it's, some of it's interesting. Some of it I could care less, but I did find an interesting feed courtesy of Gary and Ruth, who do the Celtic Myth Pod Show at CelticMythPodShow.com. It's CELTIC. And the theme is called Palam, I guess, PAALAM. And so if you're just starting out in podcasting and you want to kind of look for a theme that's very easy to kind of turn into your own, if you go over to CelticMythPodShow.com, you can see that. If you want to see this is a blog that I just did, In-House Council Podcast. It's one of my podcast fast pass clients, and that blog just went up. We're just scratching the surface. But using this Palam, P-A-A-L-A-M theme, you can see what Gary's done with it at the CelticMythPodShow.com and what I've done at InHouseCouncilPodcast.com, and you can see how I'm able to customize a theme if you're looking for that, somebody to do something. If you're a person looking to get into podcasting, basically, but you don't want to do all the technical stuff, please check me out at Podcast Fast Pass, like Disneyland, the Fast Pass. .com, and that's where I will do everything from tweak your blog to record your stuff to do intros, do outros, all of the above. That's the other side of my podcast hat, in addition to the School of Podcasting. So if you're looking for a theme to play with, it's got some cool stuff. A custom header image. The thing I really liked about it is sometimes you put the header image and then you can't get the lines of text to go away. I mean, you can do it, but you got to be kind of a geek. They make it a one-button click. Very interesting site, very interesting theme, and of course it's free, which is a beautiful thing. So we're full of free things today. We have Twirl, we have the Palam WordPress theme, we've got me feeling nauseous, that's free, no extra charge for that. And again, if you'd like to hear more about that, I'll be talking about that on my personal diary podcast, Building a Better Dave at betterdave.com. And that's going to do it for this edition because I really feel queasy. So thank you very much for listening, and I apologize for my complaining, but I have a mental disorder when it comes to hospitals, and they make me pass out. It's fun. And I thought I was over it, and I found out very quickly that no, I'm not. So our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Our email is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Our phone number is 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. Get your own voicemail for $2 a month and 6 cents a minute, and never have to worry about losing your podcast voice number. You can also, of course, call us in if you're from across the pond, 234-542-0893. I understand sometimes you guys can't call 800 numbers. And everything I mentioned today, Twirl, the image manager plugin that I use, Rich Palmer's site, everybody, you can find that at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And of course, if you're looking to start a podcast and do it yourself, we've got step-by-step tutorials. We have great resources. And like, I just found a resource about how to do some beginner search engine optimization for your blog. That is going into the resource section at the School of Podcasting. And you can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you very much for listening. Tell a friend. Find us at iTunes at schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. And until we meet again, class dismissed.